actually, the balance is pretty marvelous. The Diary of Anne Frank, as one might assume, is a bit of a journey, and the nature of this particular production, which is, I would say, maybe not as traditional as what some people might expect, but the result of which it makes for an even, I feel, deeper journey for the company. It's very ensemble work. It's very united, very deep and troubling most days, and but celebratory in the fact that we are so proud of this production and that we're in it together for the duration of this season. And the She Stoops to Conquer is actually a relief because it's so upbeat and silly, and yet, you know, there's some fun depth in there too, in the characters and their relationships, but it's certainly a big journey from one to the other one. That it's a great balance. They complement each other really well, I think.
Do you do both shows on any one day?
Yes, we do, and we're still trying to, or I am certainly still trying to figure out which one is easy, which way around is easier to go from Anne Frank, where you come out and really you don't have a lot of legs in your legs, you know, it's very, takes a lot to come out the other side of that story in one piece, and so then to do a flip around in a couple of hours can be challenging. On the other hand, I don't know. We're still trying to figure out which one is the better order to do it in. I think it's up for grabs.
One of the interesting things about She Stoops to Conquer is it's entertainment and it's light entertainment from a long time ago, but there's a lot of fairly pointed social criticism in the entire story.
Yes, I would say so. I mean, often with these plays, there's a look at relationships, particularly between men and women, often between young men and women, as they find each other, not just through the heart, but through the head. And the story is called She Stoops to Conquer, is a young woman who puts a disguise on which lowers her status so that she can talk convivially with her beau, who doesn't know that she has lowered her status, and he's more comfortable with that, and which does say a lot about him. And he may be just shy, as he says, but I think maybe it has as much to do with the times where women were starting to think and speak their minds and their opinions, which was maybe a little bit intimidating, or could be.
Well, this was written not all that long before Jane Austen. You know, and it's the women on the marketplace, if they have money and they, or they need money, the rules on working for both men and women were a little strange.
Yes, you're absolutely right. It's certainly, we're still in the land of we got to get you married, and but interestingly enough, there are two stories about two young women who want to get married. One of them is burdened with a dowry of jewels, which leads to all sorts of troubles and strife for her and her guardian, myself, who is her aunt, who has her eyes, who wants the money to stay in the family.
Thank you, Lucy Peacock.
Thank you so very much.